Thank you. Thank you. Oh, jam, on the jam. We are jamming on the jam. You know we are jamming on the new jam. Test run, you are playing the drums and the bass. And the bass, oh, the deep bass. Nanas, you are doing the wah wah guitar. Bananas, you are doing the wah wah guitar. You know BFD drums, big fucking drums. You are very quiet. You are quiet. I guess jam sticks out. Doom boop doom boom doom boop doom boom boop 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 yap yow. Doom boop doom boom boop doom boop boop yap yow. Isn't it amazing what you can do with simple software? Everything we do here, is it because you know the United States, they wanted to make a war in the 50s, so they made a computer. They made a computer. And now we are playing a nin jam. And now we are playing a nin jam. Because of the computer, because of the computer. You know you should make love, not war. And so we did. And so Justin did when he made nin jam. You know Justin Frankola, the inventor of nin jam. Oh yes, we are. You know Justin, you who made ninja, who made ninja out of love. He thought our needs, ooh, was to play across the continents, and now we do. So Justin, he thought, how could this be done? You know the alternatives like e-jam, but it sucks. You know e-jamming sucks because of the latency. You know because of the latency you can't really jam. No. You know latency of 40 milliseconds is too much. It's too much to jam, to get a funky jam, to get the feeling of the jam. You know, you got to use nin jam if you wanna jam on the internet. And so we are with the funky beat, with the funky beat, with the funky drums and the funky bass and the funky guitar. Now we just have some fun. We have some fun. We are having fun right now. We are having fun right now. We are jamming on the internet. We are jamming on the internet. And I sound like a robot. I sound like a robot. You know, guys, maybe I am a robot. You couldn't tell. Now maybe I'm a robot. I might play a VSTI plugin at Virtual Metal Studio. What is it? Maybe I am Virtual Studio Technology Instrument. You couldn't tell. Maybe I am a Virtual Studio Technology Instrument. Controlled by the computer. I might be a robot. drinking robot. I might be a beer drinking robot, robot, robot. You couldn't tell if I was a beer drinking robot. Marvelous place for you is rain, guys. Enjoy the playing and drink some more beer. Maybe I need to take a piss. So you know, I'm not really a robot. A robot can take a piss. Processing plugins who could make my voice sound funny, even more funny, even more funny. I could sound like this, like a fleeting sneer or a solid ill bass, alright, or a clean guitar chorus or a fat roast chorus. Or maybe you prefer this fat voice, or some vocal overdub, some vocal overdub. The orange vocoder, I'll try to find the orange vocoder. Oh, you know, I've tried that one before. I only have one audio input. I need a vocoder with a synthesizer built in. I'll need a vocoder with the same size building. Yo, 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 be thinking on another vocoder. I'll try to look at it. Oh, it's a commercial software made by Steinberg. The Cubase company, the maker of Cubase Steinberg, the orange vocoder. You maybe I'll just play on the piano. Maybe I'll just play the piano. What did happen to the drums? What did happen to the drums? What did happen to the drums? We have drums. That's kind of a problem. I have no drums.
Thank you.
sing while playing the triangle. It ain't easy, but I'll manage. What a nice, nice, nice guitar playing. You know the auto-tune wants to play the triangle too. You know Chestra, you really plays the guitar very well. I might as well play the bass. I might as well play the bass. I might as well play the bass. Oh, oh, oh. I load up the bass. I load up some shitty synth bass. What does it matter? As long as it has a heavy tone, I load up the synth bass.